really helpful. All right, we're going to start out with the breathing. We've got a lot to cover. Let's just get into it. Needs to expand, okay? This needs to expand, and this needs to expand, and this needs to expand, and okay? You set me up for that, okay? Bottom expands first, then the top. Bottom, front, and back, top, front, and back, okay? After four, one, two, ready, and okay, let's breathe, exhaling through the horn. And listening, listen to the exhale so there's no hiss. Keep the back of the tongue down, keep the teeth apart. One, two, ready, breathe, in, two, in, and push. Same speed. In, fill, keep filling, and push. Good balance. Good. Okay, 4-4, 4-8, 4-12, 4-16, 12-8-4. 8 for nothing. Quarter notes. Need to push. We're going to start pushing not only on the last count, the last two counts, okay? So it's going to be a two count crescendo at the end of each one. Here we go. Thank you. Eighth notes at 160. Here we go. Continue. You're moving the tongue so far in the mouth that it sounds like instead of I'm hearing the air stopping on behind almost each note. Let me just hear four, okay? Yep.
Do we hold it in left downbeat or just play the
just the length of the note? Do. That's it.
Got it.
After four. One. Okay, your horns are up. I'll give you four and just give me do. One and two and three. One, two, ready, go. That's it. Do. One, two, ready, go. That's it. One, two, ready, go. That's better. One, two, ready, go. Yeah, one, two, ready, go. Yeah, that's the idea. Okay, so that's what you should be doing, keeping the ear moving. The tongue doesn't have to move that far to break the ear column. Just a little flick will break the ear column and create that next attack. Okay, low G.